$5,000 to continue to keep your Freeform station playing your favorite music. WMFO is a nonprofit station with staff, students, and community members who volunteer their time to bring you their favorite music and shows. We need your support to keep it all running, so donate now by logging on to donate.wmfo.org. That's donate.wmfo.org. Or mail a check payable to Trustees of Tufts College. Send it to WMFO, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts, 02155. Thank you for your support from all of us here at your Freeform station, 91.5 WMFO.
sometimes something beautiful happens in this world.
Eco rip.
And you just don't know how to express yourself, so you just gotta sing.
I just recycled.
So good. Remember to recycle the daily. Every day is easy to do. The blue bin, I'm sure you've seen it. Recycling can turn a bad man into the greenest. Never guess where I just came from. Hodgson Hall. Got all of these containers, but I don't know where to put them.
You can recycle them.
Who knew that thing? So much amazing stuff about recycling.
I just recycled.
Put this juice box.
Recycle it.
How about this cardboard box?
Recycle that too.
And this yogurt container?
Recycle it.
How about this blank paper?
Just use it.
I just recycled.
All my dreams came true. Dreams came true. Recycled in the last 5 minutes. You're qualified to sing too.
I just recycled. And it felt so Eco Reps 2013 Cycle Mania.
Put your name on it. Dip it, dip it. It's not even my- This is David. This is David Green McVitie.
Chewing his damn gum on the air again. God dang.
This is dancing.
30 minutes after every meal.
This is WMFO.
To continue to clean teeth. Again.
That's why you chew so much gum? You have a tooth obsession. You do.
Shoobity bop 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 boo.
Shoobity bop bop bop. Bop bop boo.
Quickie Mart store owner. A poo.
No. You're a poo. A stinky poo. DJ Shell.
Time told, oh, I was stranded in my head. For moments it was done, but then I'd lie in bed.
And I smile, I miss your laugh.
I miss the memories
I thought of. I don't wanna go home alone.
I don't wanna go home.
Oh, I have the wrong mic on.
At the end of the night, when I turn off the lights and the bullshit fades away, I don't wanna go home alone.
Bum 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 bum.
Old Spice Pure Sport deodorant. Don't leave the studio without it. 24-hour protection for the 24-hour. Rivendell and you.
It'll protect you from Rivendell.
What's the name of Rivendell again?
Rivendell.
What, but who's the DJ?
Oh, Rick Deckard. Rick Deckard swears by Old Spice.
The only deodorant with 24 power protection. Guaranteed. When Rick Deckard wants to dropkick odor for 24 hours, he chooses Old Spice, the long-lasting stick.
That's how he can stay up at all hours of the night to bring weird music to your door.
Deodorant, more like deodoric.
Deodoric Deckard.
I'm David Green McVitie. This is DJ Shell, and this is not dancing.
This is shenanigans. Hodgepodge.
Yeah. At least we're playing jam. At least you're still jamming to this Muzak.
Muzak is a different thing than music.
Oh, yeah?
Well, it's a different... It's a style of music.
Is it really?
Yeah. I'll find some for us.
Fades away, and the bullshit fades away. You've got nothing to hide. I can see it in your eyes. Your eyes. I don't wanna go home alone. I don't wanna go home.
to have a baby, correct?
Yes, I am.
That is right. With your fiance.
Yes.
Do you know if you're having a boy or a girl?
Yeah, I'm having a boy, my first child.
Oh, you're having a boy.
I want to tell my son on the Kimmel Show,
I
love you. You know what I'm saying? And I got us. You know what I'm saying? That's why I'm out here working so hard, you know, making sure I make the best music of my life. And at the same time, just every day, you know, dedicate hard work, passion for my son. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Because I worked my whole life. I always wanted a family. You know what I'm saying? I love kids, and I finally got the opportunity to have my kid and my son. I love you. I want you to know I can't wait.
Do you think that when he comes out, well, first of all, will you be Snapchatting the birth?
Yeah. Well, actually, I want to Snapchat the whole birth.
You know what
I'm
saying? Do?
I got to get.
What does your fiance say about that?
You know, the key is that I'm the king.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And every you know, queen should support the king. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Unless
the queen has her pants off and a baby's coming out of her. Yeah.
Well, I'm gonna talk to the doctor. The doctor says, you know what I'm saying, everything's gonna run smooth, meaning as in, you know, we wanna make sure that the queen is right and my son is right.
Right.
If it's running smooth with no you know, where I can just do my thing.
Yeah, right.
I'm gonna Snapchat the whole thing.
Oh, you are? Okay, yeah. All right.
So prepare. I'm gonna try to. I got to. He's an icon, a young icon coming out.
I know. Will he have a? Do you think the baby will have a beard when he comes out?
I absolutely think he's definitely gonna have a beard.
Yeah, yeah. And will you, as the Lion King, will you lift him like in the movie? Will you raise him to the heavens? There's things you have to think about, you know.
Absolutely, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I talk to him every day, you know what I'm saying? When I rub her belly, I play music for him. And
what songs do you play for him?
You know, I've been playing a lot of Bob Marley, a lot of Buju Banton.
Oh, he's gonna come out smoking pot. You have to
Now, there's a lot of conscious music, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, I play some Jay-Z.
You know what I'm saying?
I play some Biggie, you know what I'm saying? I play some, you know, just different vibes, you know what I'm saying? But the key is that I just wanted him to be around and surrounded by positive energy and greatness. So we're already making this baby room. I'm already putting like pictures like Michael Jordan, you know what I'm saying, Muhammad Ali, you know what I'm saying, you know, people that I'm inspired by, like, you know what I'm saying, Jay-Z, you know what I'm saying, Biggie, or, you know what I'm saying, Obama, you know what I'm saying?
Really?
Like, just greatness.
You met the president, correct?
Absolutely. I met Obama.
How did that happen? What was the scenario there?
Well, you know, when I first met Obama, this is a real story, was we all on a table, right? And he walks in. When he walks in, you know, he has his chair. But the minute the man, the, you know, I'm going to call him the Don, you know what I'm saying, was like this. And the minute he went like this, somebody pulled his chair and boom, it went right, boom. Like, it went perfect, right?
Right.
And then he went like this and the jacket just came off.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, you know, these are the things I look at. You know what I'm saying?
I should have done that for you when you came out here. Well, yeah, I'm sorry about that.
So when I seen that, I was just like, I expected that royalty, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, we had cloth talk.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, we had cloth talk.
And cloth talk is when you talk about clothes?
No. Special cloth is like, you know, in my way of saying, like, the realest talk ever, like the Holy Grail, like, this is it.
Oh.
You know what I mean? This is, you know, 100% it. You know what I'm saying? The cloth, the finest, the greatest. And, you know, not everybody can talk cloth. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, so
yeah,
like,
I know what you're saying.
You know, like, I'm special cloth alert on another level.
I know you are. You invented it. I mean, you have to be at the top level.
I mean, well, you know, there's a lot of people out there that talk cloth and basically the icons. You know what I'm saying?
Only the icons can talk cloth.
Yeah, definitely, right. Definitely.
Right. Well, you know, I wish we had another hour and a half because I feel like we barely scratched the surface. I mean, we have much to learn.
Jimmy.
Yes.
This is going to be the biggest album of the year.
This is going to be the biggest album of the year. You already have the biggest single of the summer with Drake.
My single out right now with Drake is called For Free. It's already like flying like a rocket.
That's right.
Breaking records, you know, number one on iTunes.
Bow, bow, bow.
Oh, we're on air? Oh, no.
I'll be around.
Is this gonna be serious or silly? Let's do a serious one first. But in like a, we're happy to be here. I want you to say more. I don't like it when I'm both like. I want you to say this is dancing. Is what I'm trying to say.
You're listening to WMFO in Medford. I'm DJ Shell.
I'm David Green McVitie.
And this is dancing.
And that's our show.
Wait, laugh more.
All right.
Do you need me to come over there and tickle you? Do a hee hee.
Do you want to do a silly one?
Yeah, sure. I haven't planned anything.
Oh, well, shuckleberries.
Well, I want to hear what you have to say first so I can plan around it, you know?
Mm.
It's not fair.
But then I'm going to get a little... We don't need nothing at all. Ba-da-da-da-da-da-da for me.
I tried hard to make you want me. But we're not supposed to be.
Baby boys.
And the truth what? Will always haunt me.
Haunt me.
Even though it set me free.
Set you free.
And my tears fall like the ocean. Smoking. As they're floating in the breeze.
All night long.
They were falling in slow motion.
Motion.
And they brought me to my knees. Oh, you're holding me, holding me all in my brain. Turn up the light and now all of the maze fills me with doubt. And I'm shouting your name out loud.
How?
Why do you want to put me through the pain? I get the feeling I'll never escape. I can't hide away from the shame of you.
I'm not pooped.
Tears on the ground, tears on my pillow. You won't bring me down,
and I'll wait over you.
These tears will get me through.
And then what?
And I'll get over you.
Oh man, who knew? That C should be a D or something. This is definitely the most played song. Like if somebody had just listened to the unedited on air, there have been so many times where this comes up on the playlist.
Hey, this is on Now That's What I Call Dance Hits.
No.
You think this is the most... Do you think
we need to critique that someday.
Now That's What I Call Dance Hits?
Whoa.
If you're listening in right now, call in at 855-915-WMFO and tell us what your favorite Now That's What I Call Music CD is.
Imagine somebody hijacking the loudspeaker system and us just coming over the football game loudspeaker right now.
I don't think the football game's happening anymore. So, plan foiled. Oh, here's all the ground. Rain on my window. The rain outside door. And I'll get over you.
Now 90? No way. There's not 90s nows.
The ones in Europe have higher numbers because I remember getting a Now That's What I Call Music 52 or something when I was a kid.
How often do they come out?
I don't know. Who do you think produces them?
Ooh, yeah, which way does it go?
Like, is it the company is paying for it? Or is it someone who just really likes making mixed CDs of popular artists' music?
We're getting rich off of it. What's on the Billboard top? Because there's a Drake song that I think is great button board material.
What was it called? That's why I called Dance Hit.
Jeez. Cheap Thrills has been on the charts for forever.
It's a good song.
It is.
Ooh. Oh, there's some good ones on here.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. A lot of them are like old songs. I'm surprised that Tears made it on in comparison to these other ones. Maybe it wasn't on Now That's What I Call Dance Classics. Oh, this is Dance Classics.
I'ma make you one dance.
Do you want to put your aux cord in?
Oh, sorry.
Do you?
No. There's a part of this song that I want. I think. Or maybe it's another Drizzy song.
Like a dog.
dancing, woo, dancing, woo, dance the night away. Woo!
Cause I don't wanna go home. You let
who's gonna start, and then I'll start, you go second, and I'll say this is dancing.
Do you hear that weird ringing noise in your headphones?
Yeah.
Weird. Okay. Hmm. Hope that doesn't show up on the recording. It's from your microphone. Do you want me to just change the microphone? Bloop, 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 bloop. You're listening to WMFO in Medford.
Ready to rock?
Are you listening to something on there? Is it going to hear it?
You could hear it.
Yeah, I could hear it. Do you want to plug something into the aux cord?
Ready?
All right, yeah.
Five, four.
This is WMFO in Medford.
I'm Shelley Machiavelli.
I'm David Chikunman McVeady.
Oh, that's unbelievable.
Is it Shelley Machiavelli? Like I'm an artiste? Machiavelli was an artiste, right?
Machiavelli's the devil.
Fuck! I'm so sorry for anyone listening who had to hear that. Both my flub and my other flub.
Hey, it's Fluff Day.
I know. Happy Fluff Day to all of you summer villains out there. Congratulations on 99 years of fluff.
This is WMFO in Medford.
I'm David Chikunman.
Stop with the 2-second pause before you say it.
You can cut out any sort of pause.
Oh, no. But
I'm David Chikunman. McVeady. It just sounds so stupid.
You're so good at it.
Imitating you, imitating Kristen Wiig.
I'm imitating somebody else, probably. Yeah. Okay, here we go. Ready?
This is WMFO in Medford.
I'm Shelley Machiavelli.
I'm David. I keep forgetting what it is because I want to say I'm DJ Shell.
Oh, wow.
All right. This is WMFO in Medford.
Identity crisis.
This is WMFO in Medford.
I'm David.
I'm David Chikunman McVeady.
You're better than Maya Rudolph is.
Something. Well, I don't even know. How can I be better? I'm trying to imitate Maya Rudolph, right?
Yeah. Oh my god, this is better than I ever imagined.
You're gonna break something.
Yeah, it's true. At least we don't have gum in the stew.
Listeners at home, David is crashing around the studio, so if you hear of any damage on future radio shows, just make sure you know who to call. You can call 855-915-9636. And I'm still waiting for a caller to call
in. Or hit us up on Skype at WMFO-DJ.
Or everyone should check out the new WMFO website because it's pretty flashy.
It's gorgeous. All right. You're listening to 91.5 you're listening to 91.5 in Medford, Massachusetts. All right, let's plan this one out better. I'm sorry. You say the 91.5 in Medford, then I'll say I'm Shelley.
WMFO in Medford?
Whatever you want to say.
Okay.
And then you say you're Chikunman. I'll say.
Okay, let's go.
And then I'll say this is dancing.
Okay. This is WMFO.
No! All right, ready? 3, 2, 1.
This is WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM. This is 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
I'm Shelley Machiavelli.
I'm David Chikunman McVeady.
And this is dancing. Oh, man. I can't wait to listen to that back. All right.
I'm You've been listening to 91.5 in Medford, Massachusetts, WMFO.
I'm David Rumpy until I get my spinach McVitie.
Nice. All right, let's start that one over. There's so much anticipation. It's like you're about to like tell me a deep dark secret or something. I'm Dave.
Start us over then.
Station ID, check 212. You're listening to WMFO 91.5 in Medford, Massachusetts.
I'm David Harumpy until I get my spinach McVitie.
And I'm Shell Ball and Bell. This is dancing.
I didn't like that. Shell the Ball and Bell, but I just forgot the.
Isn't it Shell the Bell of Ball?
Ooh.
She's how you say Shell Bell of Ball.
Shell Bell of Ball.
Bell of Ball.
Bell of Ball Shell.
Bit of ball. Just don't call her doll.
With her body heat. So that's our show. I'm David Chickenman. I'm getting a phone message.
I was going to say, I can hear it.
Ian O'Malley-Han, tell me you're listening right now on air. Yo, hey, are you listening on air right now?